Jesus for everything that's been said and done so far today. We'd like to thank him for being the King of glory, for being the Lord strong and mighty, for being the Lord mighty in battle. Who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory? We know who the King of glory is, but some of you out there don't know who the King of glory is. You're giving him this man-like King of glory. He's not a man that he should lie, a son of man that he should repent. He has all power. And I repeat, the ones out there that are trying to make God the King of glory like a man to condone your sins and your way of living. We're going to have Pastor come forth and do the word. Before she comes forth, I want to warn you out there. I want to give you a warning. And I know Pastor's going to give you another warning. Take heed what the Lord is saying to you today. Stop making God like an image of a man, like he's an idol or a statue. No! God and his son Jesus. Allow his Holy Spirit to dwell with you. I can't express enough what's going on in regards to this and how the adversary is making you feel so comfortable within yourself to think that Jesus is an image of a man. And you may say, what are you talking about, prophet? You have done it by your everyday activity and your everyday needs. Justifying sin in a way that God is on your level. That his son Jesus is on your level. And you say he understands. Oh, he understands. He understands. Yes, he understands. But he said repent. Repent.
Further ado, we're going to have
come up with the word.
I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians this morning. We're just going to get right into the word. We thank the Lord for being obedient to what the Spirit of God has to say. I want to talk to you about war. So simple, you know, I'm not going to come to you with complexity, with excellency of speech. But there's word that was in heaven, and we know that devil got cast down. That's what it tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 12. And he sent out, and because of his wrath, he was sent out to make war with the saints of God, and that's what he's doing, making war. Trying to weary out the saints day and night. He said that he comes to war with the seeds. Okay? But the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of Jesus and the word of his testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death. So I want to talk to you briefly about the testimony of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In laborings more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beat with rods, and once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils amongst false brethren. In weariness and faithfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Bless be the reading of that word. I want to share with you about vows and keeping vows to the Most High God, because he made a vow that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But we vow to do what thus saith the Lord. And I want to ask you a question. What does it really mean to believe? Because many people have jumped on that bandwagon and think that you can do whatever you want to do and just call on the name of Jesus and have a form of godliness and deny journeyings often, in perils of water. These are the perils that he's talking about. This is not, warfare is not pretty. And the enemy is coming against relationships to stiff the true women of God, and the true men of God, and the children of God. He's not coming in the front door. He's not coming through the side door. He's coming in ways that we can't understand. He said he comes in forms and fashions and dimensions that we cannot understand. That's people act a plump fool and a character man in the last days. And the Lord specifically said to his chosen, don't worry about the people acting a character man, unthankful, unholy, unrighteous, backbiters, lovers of their own selves, pumped up, vain. But I tell you, when I'm approached by them, they act stupid, they act ignorant, Anyway, I'm going to come in and let prophet, that's the word of the Lord for you all. It's time to stand and be counted among the righteous. Let them who really know and love the Lord and who are really after God's own heart stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Because the race is not given to the swift nor battle to the strong, but them who endure to the end. And that's what we see with everything that the Lord is speaking with the churches in the last days. He says it in so many different ways that we must overcome. And like you said, we overcome by the blood of Jesus, by the Lamb, by the testimony, and we love not our lives until the death. But we have got to fight the good fight and contend for the faith. Nobody is going to fight the fight for you. We are in this battle together. But we have to stand and stand by faith. And that's where our power lies. And that's what moves the Lord. We can't sit there and say that we're waiting for this to take place or we're waiting for that to take place without actions of faith. Because the faith is what moves the Lord. We know the situation and we know the circumstances. We know the perils and how the enemy's coming in. And all of these the strategies of warfare we've talked about before. But the fact is the only strategy has to be the faith in the Most High. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And He will give you the desires of your heart. He will handle the rest and recompense them that trouble us.
I'd like to thank Pastor for the word and the beautiful way she brought it up in regards to the vow that we made to the Lord. Some of us haven't made a vow to the Lord, but it's time to make a vow to the Lord. It's time to receive Jesus' Spirit. If you have received Jesus' Spirit, it's time to do His will and His purpose. We cannot express this enough. And I know that I'm not going to take away from what Pastor said, but I know a lot of people out there, they're used to these watered down messages to make you feel good. But no work is being done. True work of Christ is not being done. He said, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. Do the will and purpose of compel men and women to come to Christ. And I can't express enough, this is not being done in this time in society. So it's important that we go forth like Paul, like she gave the example of Paul and the disciples went forth. Knowing that you're going to be in situations and circumstances that people are going to be hated. He said we'll be hated by all nations for the name of Jesus. So it's going to be suffering. I mean, some of you, like Pastor said, some of you are apostles, or just apostles because you like the name and the status of being an apostle. You like the name and the status of being a pastor. You like the name and the status of being a whatever role you are in church. And you have no intention at all of doing the will and purpose of Christ. You're there for the wrong reasons. Money, power, respect, whatever reason you're there for. It's not for the will and purpose of Christ. But we're going to end the broadcast. We thank you for everybody for listening. And God bless.